It's not easy to be a conductor, period. But it has to be particularly difficult to be an African American conductor. That's certainly true now, but it had to have been even more so back when you were starting out.
Well, any African American classic artist will tell you we don't talk about this in interviews because we're afraid of being misquoted. But let me tell you one story. Lorne Mazel mentored me. At this time, I was like 24. He was at this time conductor not only of the Cleveland Orchestra, but the music director of the Vienna Opera, arguably the greatest opera company in Europe. So he saw me conduct a second time, and it was wonderfully flattering. He said, what you need now is management. I'm going to get you in the office of the Harold Shaw in New York. Harold Shaw was, amongst other things, the manager of arguably the greatest pianist of the 20th century, Vladimir Horowitz, who was still alive at the time. Finally, I'm escorted into the office, and within about 2 minutes, he said, you know, I can't do anything with a black conductor. Now, there's a thing called the glass ceiling. There's also a thing black people call the N-word wake-up call, where you suddenly realize, as a young person, people have a problem with you, and you were too young to look at this clearly, but now you had your head broken on the glass ceiling, and you know reality. Even though Lorne Mazel, one of the five great conductors of the world, has gotten you into this man's office, because you're black, you've got to, like, get out of his office. So, yes, that's just one story.